Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As it was hundreds of years ago, when cows grazed there, that sound could be heard again on Boston Common today, as dairy farmers and a select group of consumers come to Beacon Hill to voice concern about a proposed new state regulation regarding unpasteurized, unhomogenized raw milk. How much do you pay for a gallon of milk these days? $2.50? If it came from those cows on the Robinson Farm in the central Mass town of Hardwick, a gallon would run $7. And for a small but growing number of people, it's worth it.
I do drink raw milk.
That's Dara Lambert, who lives in central Mass.
I believe pasteurization just pretty much kills a lot of the nutrients, the probiotic, the antibiotics. I drank raw milk while I was breastfeeding. I would drink it if I was pregnant. My husband grew up in Ireland. He grew up on a dairy farm, so he's a believer of it as well.
We met Dara Lambert at the Robinson Farm, where she'd come to pick up fresh raw milk, several dozen gallons. Lambert belongs to what's known as a buying club. In Massachusetts, you can't sell raw milk in supermarkets, but individuals can buy it legally straight from the farm. However, for most people, getting to one of the 20 or so farms in the state that sell raw milk is not easy, which is why a loose network of these buying clubs has emerged. It's a little like sharing responsibilities in a co-op. Club members take turns driving to a farm to pick up milk for the rest of the group. For somebody living in Brookline, for example, where there is a buying club, it means only having to make the drive out to central Massachusetts every few months. But now those buying clubs are in danger of being shut down. The State Department of Agricultural Resources holds a hearing in Boston this morning on its push to make the buying clubs illegal. State Agriculture Commissioner Scott Soares says the problem is not the raw milk itself. Rather, it's that these clubs are unregulated.
There are very prescriptive laws here in the Commonwealth and abroad around milk. Milk is a pretty unique product. As a result of that, there are some pretty specific requirements around the distribution of milk generally that none of these businesses had pursued any kind of legal activity. That's why the department has engaged and has issued cease and desist orders to businesses that, in fact, were engaged as milk distributors for raw milk that were, in fact, unlicensed activities.
As I know you've heard now, some of the farms worry that banning buying clubs will put them out of business.
Yeah, and that's a concern that we've heard from at least one farm in particular. It's not a concern that we've heard and have been able to really examine at this point to see what kind of an impact it would have on the market. The Department of Agricultural Resources is, in fact, very concerned about any negative impact on agricultural businesses and dairy businesses in particular. I think, as I mentioned, with the kind of growth that we've seen in raw milk dairy operations here in the Commonwealth, 170% growth, I think is pretty indicative, or should be indicative, of the kind of support that we have for those small businesses.
But one of the reasons they've been able to expand is because they've been able to sell their milk through these buying clubs.
That may be, but again, we have not been involved in any of the licensing or regulatory activity around that, so we don't know the extent to which those activities have been underway.
Commissioner Soares wouldn't say which farm it was he'd heard from, but he can expect more than one farmer to turn out for the hearing today. Among them, the Robinsons, Pam and Ray, who milk these cows in Hardwick, where we visited. They worry a ban on buying clubs could mean an end to their four-generation family business. Raw milk has been their main source of income ever since they transitioned out of the traditional dairy business about 5 years ago because they were losing money with every gallon. The cow herd is now smaller. The farm is organic. The Robinsons are starting a raw milk-made cheese business to diversify. But right now, about half their raw milk sales come through the buying clubs.
The raw milk is profitable. It's somewhat limited as to what kind of volume you can sell raw, but we've tried to maximize that volume by serving some groups that want to pick up milk at our farm.
But there is another trade-off as far as our quality of life. Ray was banging his head against the wall and thinking that if he could just do this way, or if he could work harder another way, or if he could tweak this or tweak that, that it would work. And that the success of the business was based on how hard he worked. It had nothing to do with that. We couldn't get any bigger. I mean, we're not going to have a 10,000 cow dairy, and that's the only way that we could be successful as a conventional dairy. So what we've done is we've created a business where consumers come to the farm. We have a direct marketing relationship with them. The middleman is out of the way, which means that we get better value. We get this product where we don't get $1.12 for a gallon. We get $7 for that gallon. But we also have a relationship with the consumers. They come to see us. They want to visit the farm. They want to know where their food comes from. They appreciate Ray. No one cared before about what he was doing.
What do you think is behind the state agriculture department move to maybe ban purchasing by buying clubs?
There are possibilities that the commercial milk business feels threatened by it in some way, because this is a system that totally removes them from the equation. But there's also pressure from FDA. I think back in February, there was an announcement from FDA that they would financially support state departments of public health to get rid of raw milk sales.
What happens to your business? What happens to the farm if they ban all milk purchasing by buying groups?
I mean, one of the reasons we're doing cheese is because we didn't want all our eggs in one so risky a basket.
Whenever we started selling raw milk, it was the groups that made it a real business, you know, a real successful, sustainable part of the business. So it would be very difficult to lose them right now.
And it's limited how much local growth we can have when we're too far away from the city. I mean, we're 45 minutes away from any city, so it'd be very difficult for us to have that much traffic come here to be able to sell all our milk raw.
How long have you been raw milk drinkers?
Ever since I met Ray Robinson, I've been drinking raw milk.
And Ray, how about you?
All my life, since I was a baby, yeah. In fact, I've never liked pasteurized milk. It tastes funny.
You have this, I really don't like it, look on your face right now. That was Pam and Ray Robinson speaking to us at their farm in Hardwick in Central Mass. If you crave trying raw milk, today might be the day. Farmers will be milking a cow on Boston Common this morning in what they're calling a raw milk drink-in. Our visit to the farm and our story was produced by WBUR's Lisa Tobin.